A recently discovered fossil has given scientists an insight into creatures that flourished just before the mass extinction of the dinosaurs. The bird-like animal was discovered on a Chinese building site. Dr. Stephen is from the University of Edinburgh.
This was one of the last surviving dinosaurs of all, the last few million years of dinosaurs, and it's part of this group that was flourishing during this time. They were the last group of dinosaurs that went through a big wave of diversification.
I heard more from our science correspondent, Victoria Gill.
It has a lovely story in terms of how it was found, actually. It's called Muddy Dragon on the Road to Heaven. And that's apparently because it was mired in the mud when it was stuck 72 million years ago. And it died there, very sadly for the dinosaur. But that means that when that mud turned to rock, it was preserved. But when it was found, which was actually on a construction site by a construction team who were building a high school, they were dynamiting at the time that they noticed the fossil, but apparently spotted it just before they blew it into oblivion. So luckily for science, it was discovered rather than blasted away.
Yeah, and following that discovery, what has it told us?
So it's an Oviraptorosaur, which is a bird-like dinosaur right from the end of the age of dinosaurs. And what's interesting about this is that these very strange-looking beaked, crest-headed, strange-feathered dinosaurs were very close relatives of modern birds. So this is basically a snapshot of what dinosaurs looked like before that evolutionary trajectory started. It's right at the end of the age of dinosaurs, and it's these weird winged creatures that used to be very mysterious, but with these fossil beds in southern China that are being excavated now, and with finds in North America as well, we're finding out more and more about what they looked like, how they would have lived, and what the world would have looked like at that time, right at the end of the Cretaceous period.
And briefly, do we know why they evolved then?
We know that there was a big diversification then in dinosaurs, and these are very mysterious beasts that seem to have started off on that journey. But we don't really know why at that particular point they evolved, except that they were eating very different things from their relatives. They had a very omnivorous diet and were eating small creatures and insects as well, so a much more bird-like diet. So building up a picture of their world tells us much more about what that world would have looked like and how that evolutionary journey started.
Victoria Gill. The singer Kate Bush has revealed she was terrified of returning to the stage for her sellout comeback in 2014, more than three decades after she'd last performed live. In her first broadcast interview for 5 years, the reclusive star also said she hadn't written any new songs for ages,